The last living link to America's role in World War I broke when veteran Frank Buckles died recently. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports a crowd gathered there yesterday to celebrate him.
The Liberty Memorial is a round limestone tower, half as tall as the Washington Monument, but projecting from the top of a hill. Hundreds came up here to honor more than 4 million Americans mobilized for World War I. America entered the war with a promise. As the song said, we won't be back until it's over, over there. Former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, retired General Richard Myers, says that was remarkably optimistic.
They went over thinking they could change the world, to change the course of that war, and in fact, they did.
And they knew what they were getting into. In one battle, the Somme, Myers says 88,000 men were killed for every single mile of ground won.
So that was courage. They went in spite of the fact that it was the bloodiest fighting this earth had ever seen. Sacrifice.
Veteran Frank Buckles brushed it off on a visit to Kansas City 3 years ago. Buckles died at 110, but he enlisted underage.
When you're 16 years old, you're not afraid of anything.
Forward! March!
Two skinny teenagers in period uniforms marched, reminding everyone at the ceremony of just how young those soldiers fighting from trenches with machine guns, high explosives, and poison gas were. One of them, Gunner Naughton, turned 18 the day Frank Buckles died 2 weeks ago.
I feel like I owe myself to them because they died for my freedom.
After the war, people from lots of countries felt the same way. The war turned America into a world leader. Despite all this, there's no one nationally recognized memorial honoring all U.S. veterans of the First World War. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver wants Congress to give that designation to the Liberty Memorial in Kansas City. The National World War I Museum is already here.
And that means that this would be the World War I monument of the planet.
I'm standing now at the base of the Liberty Memorial, right between two big sphinxes. One of them faces east, toward the killing fields of Europe. It shields its eyes to the horror of war. The other faces west, towards, symbolically, the future. It also shields its eyes, though, because as the veterans of the war to end all wars would tell you, if they could, there's no seeing the future. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
This is NPR News.